Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, we're good to go. Okay, we're gonna be losing quorum at 1:45. So let's make our time count if possible, and we can continue it. Oh, coming up. Oh, there he is. And we can go forward with that.
1:40, half hour.
Yes, half hour.
Do we lose the? Does anybody else need the building or the office room?
No.
Okay.
I want.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you're ready, just state your name.
Hello, my name is Komama Pahanuihi, and I am a lineal descendant of the Bible. So as if we move forward with this, as you guys all get a copy of the affidavit showing my lineal descendancy to the Bible, who's buried on the property. So as we walk through this affidavit, this is my affidavit of truth, tying my people to my kupuna that is buried on the Ainu, Akuli on the Ainu. So as you can see, on the first page clarifies my name, Kamanaka Anui Kunkingi, which is the mother of Alicia Janet Anui Daisy. On the next page is my daughter's birth certificate, but this is why the reason that I'm doing it is for the next generation. After that, my grandfather's marriage certificate, Albert Napahi Daiji. And his mother, it shows his mother, Emily Napahi. Also clarify my grandfather's death certificate that recognizes Emalia as his mother in the party. And in the document of my grandma, my great grandma Emalia Napahi, shows her marriage license stating her father Napahi of Hawaii, and very Makua of Hawaii. So on the foreign testimony of Napahi that is on the land, it shows that he had 103 lohis, 2 halakams, a house site, at Keo'iu'iu, which is a palima, a resting place for all the ohanas. It also shows that Napahi had a palapala sila nui planted by King Kamehameha III, and which resides from the areas of Kuhulilia, Ahapua'a, Lahaina, Mokokuni, Maui. On the geographic chart, and you can see the highlighted areas, this is what is recorded in the TMK, the false boundaries, the burials. What is not highlighted is the boundaries that is not recorded in the system. And on the last page, it shows you the original boundary of Keo'iu'iu. How vast is Keo'iu'iu? It goes from Makai all the way to Iwo Valley. So imagine how many thousands of EVs that was not written on. So one important thing that I came across of my documents is the probate. The probate states, the 207 probate states, that Napahi, he died on Keo'iu'iu in Lahaina, Maui, June 1865. And I want to read a transcript from this probate, and it says, on Napahi in Maki, the olelo ia, maluna e vaivai pa'a, kona e vaivo la makahi. And that specifically states that he died on the land. And his remains is still to be there. So my translator, Hoshino, Namiya Hoshino, translated the probate, and I want to read it to you. So it says, in the matter of gratitude of A.M. Kahale, who circuit court judge of District 2 of Maui, the Philippine Court of Administration. Maui Island, we are the matters of his name below, Napali. We petition to correct the property of Napali, Keo'iu'iu, Ahuahuriliya, Lahaina Maui. The death on the month of June 1865. Without a will. We are the heirs connected to him. He is my father to death and life. For my mother, that is his wife. And I am with my husband representing this request in front of the court. So this person talking is Nana Kiawaeli. She is Napali's sister. Talking about the father that was buried there. So Napali, like talking about that is his sister, is the one married to Mary Makua. So it says, it is foreseen that Napali died June 1865 on Takta property and his remains is buried still to be there in Keo'iu'iu. The court continues to evaluate the day who foresees the truth on this request and we are established as we are the recipient of his vaivai, all his property. It is mutual understanding of the law, we are made and registered on this day, October 1865, by Kumari, signed by Nana Kiawaeli and her husband Kiawaeli. So now we bow in front of the Almighty God for the truth and the correct matters of what we speak of this ongoing dispute. And it's ongoing, we're bringing this peace to life for you. So we speak on the request that is sworn and written in front of me on October 25th, 1865, Lahaina Maui, A.M. Kahale Vice Court Judge, issued tomorrow. So that's what their public states. So my whole concern is, you know, is protection of the Ibi Kupuna. We had a site visit, as Kemuku had explained, and I presented, you know, these documents already, to the Alana and stuff, and also Hinano. So just to put on my testimony that Hinano apologized for that letter that he sent us. And he took full responsibility for it. He said, this is Eva, this is, because we're dealing with private entities up there that is Eva. So on top of the, you know, what they're doing up there is not good. We're trying to protect the barrels and they're shooting guns up there that I have to report to the NPD. I have the police reports. We have cattle up there, shipping all over the place. But we got rid of the cattle already. So just some of these facts that comes up, you know, to you guys, so you can have a clarification and make a right decision of us being up there, our people. So I have a Papakilo database, which has been recorded already in the system. And this is an archaeologist that came forth in 1987. It specifically says it consists of 36 terraces. This is what's recorded. 36 terraces, structures, human skeletal remains representing 23 individuals, terrace system corresponding to several LCAs. And on the second page, it shows we are part of that. So I hope so. And mahalo you guys today for putting this on your agenda so that we can protect my kupuna. That's pretty much what I have for you. So we are already filled out the form for a descendancy claim application. This has been filled out 6 months ago. So from the first site visit, which the West Maui land developers will take the SHPD up with Regina Hilo, which has no idea about a Moku'aha or a Waipano, or how the burial system was a terrace system. So she couldn't make a determination on just the structural features because she's not from there. I have family in here that walked these burials for many years. So bringing forth all these matters, I just want you guys to make the right decision and honor my grandfather. Because he's up there. And that's what I got for you.
The reason why it's important we come forward is because there's a master plan for Paloma development. There's one down on the bottom that previously we had a meeting about. So any development within that area is going to deprive that area of the significance. Especially, I don't know what a development is that's going Mauka alongside the ridge. We know that whatever happens in that area may possibly disturb those barrels. So when you're talking about terrorist barrels, any kind of land altercation that happens inside it may affect those terraces. So that's the reason why the family wanted to come forward to make sure that this issue is a priority, just so we can set the parameters and a code of conduct to make sure that they're not going to be impacted at all. Yeah, so the ball is in your court. I don't know whether or not you guys will be able to make a decision based on an agenda before you today on whether or not we'll have the right thing done for our barrels. Whatever the recommendations came from the state, I'll be highly consider those, the recommendation that was set forth before you by Kamanahim, that is placed on the record. And I'm trying to figure out how you guys can help the Nahari family for the barrels. So.
I had a quick question. When we went up to this site, we were trying, you had the Papakilo database records, yeah, and else. And were you folks able to find the study that information came from identifying it? I know that was, I guess the hardest thing is that we need to identify the barrels and that it's EV, and that's what they're struggling with too. So I can put it
in the site number on you?
Okay.
That's the only clear thing that I can think of that you guys can look up.
And that was the same thing submitted to.
Same thing, yeah, I submitted to.
I would highlight that and re-email that specific number, because that, for me, that identifying that as a burial grounds and linking your names in is one of the keys that'll help you in establishing that is a burial terrace system.
Yeah. So. If there's any way that I think the language should be not burial, but more Palina.
Yeah.
The resting place for all those kupuna, because it's not only specifically addressed to certain kupuna. If you start to do the research, when they say there's a total of 20-something kupuna that were buried in that area, it's a complex. It's huge.
It's unique. And it's unique too.
It's one of its
unique.
One of its kind.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you guys receive information by a so-called claiming lineal descendant that worked for Kahoma Land Company.
Yeah. We haven't seen it yet.
No, yeah. Only I got it and Kapulani got it, and that was right when the meeting started. It's a written testimony by a person named Kahi McClellan, so I guess that'll be forwarded to you guys.
I would just like to inform the body that we're not here to test genealogy or, you know, all those kinds of things. We're here specifically to make sure the due diligence is done for the barrels of Mahai.
Do you have that letter from Hinano with you?
Yeah.
Can you pass that so we can just get caught up on what he's...
I think if there's another thing that we could set forward is Kamana also submitted put together the application for descendancy status. He can forward this, the affidavit, and all the information, especially the probate. Yeah, because I think if you're not going to make a determination now, the next borough council will ask me to be placed on a borough council agenda for lineal descendancy recognition.
So the decision that you are asking us to make is to recognize this as a burial site.
Itself. Yeah.
Yeah. So while we're asking the council to entertain a motion for the information that you have before you, to give us what we need to so we can protect the Ibikupuna of the Napai Ohana. That's the one. And the second is to forward the information to SAPD for determination whenever you guys.
So the only thing we have more testimony. The only thing that I'm looking for is the determination of the burial site. Because that's the thing that I don't have yet.
The burial site is upon the property. It's on the
so if you have areas. The but we don't do we have we don't
yeah,
have that
have
oh we have it
yeah
the map
yeah.
I think
at the end of the affidavit it's on
archaeological
the
study. I think we talked about an archaeological study and that they did it for the Haya portion. The Haya was the point of Kyo-Iwi-Juya. So and the complex for me looked like it was a continuation when it came into to your folks. So if we can, I know we talked about that there was a potential study that happened at the beginning, at the point of Kyo-Iwi-Juya. So
and it's so vast that it runs from Maikai at the point, Kyo-Iwi-Juya. Yeah. It runs all the way to Kyo Valley.
We're just trying to say that our, we need to know that there's Iwi there, so it falls within our jurisdiction, our purview. So
and I have family members in here that have walked the barriers already many times.
Okay.
And he's here, Kalani Papu.
Is this the one with the site number? No, that's not. It's a different one.
Yeah.
No, but this is not yet a burial site. There's no site number here yet.
SIH?
No. Previously, back in the 70s, and also was designated when I made the request to come forward for the protection of those areas. It's someplace in Mrs. Reed. I don't know where it is, but a little class.
We're signing up to testify, and I guess I can clarify some of that.
Okay.
I just want to make, if it does get sensitive on location of EV, if you guys want to go into executive session, we can do that as well. But I don't really want to discuss location or, but yeah. So we're going to take public
testimony.
Public testimony? Okay.
So we should do it for now, and you guys can open for public testimony.
Okay.
What is that? Yeah. One more time?
Maybe we can just find, you guys can open up for public testimony.
Okay.
Okay, what do we have first?
Tony, Kalani, Ray, and then Kanani.
Okay, my name is Greg Emil Mapahi. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my grandma. I just want to thank you all for seeing the power that you have. You never knew my generation of that generation. But this Iwi is most important because I have a lineage, I have descendants of mine coming on the back of me. And the older that you get, it seeps about the truth of what we exist. Some of these guys that would come by and say that we did it, I'm standing blood right here. And I thank you that what you receive right now is by the Spirit and by the Almighty. But the truth will set everybody free in my family. The descendants, what is left for them, is the undisturbed anything to any TV up there where we just found out for me it was hidden but the truth will set us free because now it's written down and documented. So I ask that you guys receive this that that the light shine for the rest of our family that has been thought it was darkness. Oh no no, the light is gone. I just want to thank you for Ma and thank you for receiving.
Aloha, I'm also known as Tony Dyson. I am the Napahi, Emilino, but also here, I am here on behalf of my father, Albert Napahi Dyson, my deceased, predeceased brother, Albert Napahi Dyson. I am also here for our grandma, Emilia Napahi. And then also for Napai himself, who is our kupuna. First of all, we, as Napais that cannot be here, want to thank you for the time that you guys are giving the ear and the heart, but to bless each and every one of you for the journey that of decisions that is rightfully ours. And for our future for Napai is Kamanawa. He was born to us by our baby younger sister, Alicia Jeanette Ka'ahanui Kea, as our nephew. but he is raised in my mom's home, in our home, as our son. And now he bears a child. The protection that our kupunas have given us when they lived on the aina, survived on the aina, and now they stay resting on the aina is why we're here. We want to protect them for the future of our children. And I want to just say, in honor to our journey, Kamala and I have, with his mother, to be recognized as Napa'i in Keo Ihu Ihu and Ku'ulelea, which is Kahoma, that is our piko. That's why we're here. Please help us to give us and honor us with that piko. Because we had done the first site with Kealana Phillips, awesome young man, in question of the journey, the steps that we were asked to do. By those applications, we had addressed it step by step. And I stand that strongly with Kamana. Because Kamana and I don't move unless we are on the same page in recognition to our kupuna. But also to the recognition to our future is our children. But whatever the stipulation was, we had addressed it as best as to the T as we could and what was required. And then when we had a letter of recognition that of denial may be of 1300-31, nothing specific, but just the whole list of it. We did not take that to strive, it was against us. It made us more strong to our identity. And that's why we're here. We're honoring to identify our kupuna and protect them, and for he is laid there, that as we found out through our journey. So please bless us to this identity that it is Napa'i, that is up at Keo Ihu Ihu, also known as Kuhililia, but is also Kahoma. And as Kemoku has recognized, yeah, everyone ohana that walked through this door and asked you for help is dealing with development, good or bad. Forgive things that is misunderstood, forgive things that is so ever. But please give us the opportunity to please recognize what we are allowed to give you the information to. We have to prove who we are. We are. So please recognize that. But the developers, they don't care. They don't care who, what, and where, what they're gonna do, where they're gonna go. When is the worst part? Because they come from different corners. But you have the power and the strength to bless this family, Napa'i, which is our piko. And let us, the kupuna, come home to us because this rightfully, they are kupuna. He belongs to us. And now he's our future, he's our son. And then his kamali, our other kids. And for my brother, his grandchildren. But I thank you for your time. Mahalo.
Next, so we have Kalani and then Kanani.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I'm Kalani Kapo. Boy, gotta take this thing in. It's been 17 years since I've been here standing in front of this podium. Asking you to identify my family as lineal descendants to Kanawalibali and Dalala. So I stand here today as a descendant of Manuia Kekai and Kekai Haya. And the reason why I feel that I can stand here is because there was a probate that my nephew here had submitted to all of you. And in that probate, my great-great-grandfather sworn and testified that he lived in Keo'i Ihu Ihu. I'm gonna read that to you. That he resided in Keo'i Ihu Ihu. He knew Napa'i. He died on June 25th, 1865, and his corpse was buried. It was there on that land, the land of Napa'i. So as a great-great-grandson of this kupuna who swore in court at a probate hearing that he knew Napa'i and that he knew he resided at Keo'i Ihu Ihu and that he also knew that he died when he died and that he was buried. So I mahalo for stuff like this. For who am I? I have been doing genealogy for 41 plus years for my family and for many other families.
And I've done title research. I've worked alongside my sister Pailani or Victoria, some of us know her by, who has been doing the same for 47 years. Back in 1978, I'm going right into answering your question, you know, in my testimony. Back in 1978, I believe that it was at that time Teresa Dunham, who was the archaeologist for the state of Hawaii. I think it was after she left the Maui Corps of Engineers and came on board. But she took, I believe it was Jonah Ke'ahi and two of the Haya uncles, yeah, that they went up to the Palina, the Palina in question, and had pointed out each individual burial. My now has been very unsettled since I found out about all of this, only because the Inoa. Yeah. For the past 15 years, and I'm gonna let my cousin Luana, you know, come up and share some of, you know, that, you know. For the past years, we've always been told that it was the Haya cemetery. And we know that there's Haya buried on the Papa, but we also know that there is other family members who are not of the Haya, you know, Ohana. And that's why I believe Kamakuen brought up that it's very important that we really look into this area and treat it, you know, as a Palina versus the Haya cemetery. My tutukane, Kitai Haya, stipulates Ki'oi Ihu Ihu. On his death certificate, it has Ki'oi Ihu Ihu, is where he's buried. Yeah, so, and then on his mama, who is Mata'aha Pu'upu Aka'uawa, she's buried in the cave. You know, so we all know those kind of things. We know where they're at. It's unfortunate that there might be a time when we have to take somebody up there and go over here. And that's the hurting part. Yeah, that's the hurting part, only basing on the fact that they're no longer in a building. They're known. Yeah, and that's the eha part. It's because, you know, when my sister and I do genealogy and we have a lot of these families here, we move by spirit. Yeah, we pull it and we move by spirit and we ask the kupuna, you know, let us know, are we going on the right track? So as far as genealogy is concerned, this is the Napahi family. But then there are other families out there that can tie their people to Ki'oi Ihu Ihu. Yeah, but they're not here today. But Napahi is here today. So I please ask you to allow them, you know, that recommendation as their tutu. They know their tutu is there. Now they're telling me that their tutu is there. Mm-hmm. Acknowledge that, so that way we can move on. Yeah, as a ohana. So mahalo. Any questions?
No. If I could make a recommendation, because I know we're going to lose quorum pretty quick here. This would be the perfect example where 13331 fits mm-hmm. in. The only thing that we're missing is number two, which is the location and description of a burial site. So if the council would entertain making a motion that recommending that the department accept the testimony, you know, as identification for a burial site upon confirmation of the burial locations, then at least this will move forward and there'll be progress on there. Maybe that's
I'll second that. There's a motion, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Can I second that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can make it a motion.
Yeah.
The motion is the council recommends that the department accepts the testimony presented regarding Native Hawaiian burial sites on the agendized property upon confirmation of the location and description of the burial sites.
Yeah. And at this point, that's about what we can do, that we accept their and recognize their testimony.
And then once, if it's confirmed and the council and then the department recognizes it as burial sites, then it would be, my understanding, it would be a previously identified
sites unless it's otherwise.
Can we add in a timeline so that it's not a never, it's just sort of not a never ending, and perhaps have a report back in 60 days, 90 days?
Yeah, we can ask the chair to agendize it again next month.
You are the real chair at the moment.
For today, anyways.
And that was for what's the site? That TMK.
That TMK.
This is a motion. Take a
vote
then.
4, 5, 16.
All those in favor of said motion?
Aye.
Please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Nay. Everybody
aye.
Okay, so we're going to lose quorum. You guys want to continue?
The information that you have before you, if maybe possibly you could receive all that information that we give in the affidavit and all those kind of things. Because we request him to come in front of the borough council for a legal decision to the community. Kind of separate from what we asked him for. Unless you guys can give us that for him.
No. I don't think so. Sorry.
We're trying. But mahalo no tapo.
So, we're losing you too.
Yeah, I tried to shift my meeting, but I haven't heard back.
Good job.
Is that 10 years?
I know, that was it.
I was like, we were just talking about
that. Chair, can I be excused, please? Chair, can I please be excused?
Yes.
Okay.
Mahalo, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everybody, Kalani's last day on the Borough Council, so
10 years.
10 years of service. So we're officially losing quorum, but Scott and Kalani come back and visit you actually.
Presentation. See you in July, because I won't be here.
Since they waited so long.
Safe travels.
Will you be here for the July meeting? You should be on?
No. Okay, if you can bring the volume down a little, we're going to
set up.
See you around.
Take care.
On GPR with Trevor.
Is Trevor going to be the last one on the agenda?
We're not officially operating, but we're just taking the presentation in.
The project is just for discussion. We're not asking for anything.
Okay.
Recommendations or whatever.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Okay. Fight, keep it down. I know everybody's excited. Okay. Thank you so much, Trevor. And when you folks are ready, let's go ahead and start. We have, what is it? Is this GPR or is this the solar project?
Looks like the solar.
Trevor, this is solar. We're talking about the project. Okay. So next on the agenda is AIS Kuihilani Solar Bus Storage Project of Waikapu, District of Wailuku, Island of Maui, TMK 23-8-5-2. Okay. Sorry.
You want to know what time
is? Oh yeah, the current time is 1:45 and we lost quorum. We're officially.
Who'd you lose?
We lost Scott and Colin.
1:45.
Okay, mahalo. Thank you for being so patient and waiting.
Sure.
Good afternoon. Did everyone hear me?
Yep.
Okay. My name is Nick Molinari with AES Distributed Energy. We're here to talk about the proposed solar project off Kuihilani Highway, where we're at in the process. Just want to, first off, I guess, I know it's been a long day, so thank you for everyone who stuck around and making a little bit of time to listen to us and maybe get some feedback and insight. I also want to introduce my colleagues quickly here. Guys, if you want to just say who you are and what you do.
Trevor Yuha, a project manager for Cultural Surveys Hawaii.